Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
So how was your first date?
It was a hangout, but it was a date.
Yeah.
Like, I did a lot of special things for her. I thought you were going to show me a tattoo or something.
I was.
Oh, you have a tattoo?
Yeah.
I got a tattoo this way, though.
He just wants to strip for you.
No.
He just wants to be the night nurse.
You know what else happens when the baby comes out?
What?
It's not pretty.
Well, obviously.
You don't watch it come out.
Y'all want some tea? No, I'm kidding.
Let's get dad mode.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh, I want a baby so bad.
Me too.
You're just talking about babies right
bro,
now?
Bro, this like, might be the day, bro.
Yeah, we got it in the bag. We got it, boys. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Why are you so scared? Don't be scared.
I'm not scared at all.
Me either. I'm going to have an ugly ass nanny. JC
Alex
Roy.
I want to talk about one thing and one thing only. Then we're going to jump back to the beginning. But as of right now, you about to be a papa.
I am. I'm going to be a daddy.
You scared.
How much more until daddyhood?
There's no telling, but probably like less than 2 months, I'd say.
Soon.
Oh, that's crazy. It could be. What if there's a Christmas miracle? Oh, that's too soon.
It could be. No.
That's not too soon.
Yeah, Chelsea's like on a Facebook group thing.
Uh-huh.
And there's people that were due in February, like us.
Yeah.
And they're having their children already. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
so,
I'm about to ask you a question.
Actually, pretty common.
Huh?
It's actually pretty common for like babies to come early.
That early?
Well, not that early. That's like two to three weeks early is pretty common.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, guess what the percentage is that you have a baby on the due date that the doctor gave you?
Oh.
How many?
Can I guess?
Yeah, guess. Both of you.
It's pretty low. It's got to be low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 7%.
I'm going to say 100.
Five.
No.
It's 5% of the time.
Okay.
They actually have a baby. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was more accurate than that. We're in 2025.
Well, you never know. You can't control babies.
It's weird how they do the. It's like it goes from like the woman's like last period.
What? That's when it starts?
Well, that's like how they take the guesstimation, I guess. When the baby's due.
Oh, yeah. I thought they could.
Last cycle.
I thought they could look at something and tell you when the baby was conceived. They're like, oh, it happened on this day. What were you doing on this day?
They can just guess.
Yeah.
It's a guess. We have a guess, but yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Has life been different ever since you like found out? Like, did you,
yeah,
your mentality
sure.
shifted as soon as like you found out? Found
yeah,
out?
Mentality shifted and also just like life in general. Like my time is sucked up, obviously, but like,
yeah.
In the best way possible. I'm like incredibly more caring. I was caring before, but
yeah.
Like, you know, Chelsea's holding my like newborn. So
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just like care for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. But she's been doing well as far as pregnancy goes.
Well,
like,
yeah, Chelsea is actually super duper duper chill. Like I've never seen her get, she didn't, like, you know when you go to parties and you and your girl argued before and then you can tell something happened? I've never gotten that. Out of the hundreds of times I've seen you guys.
You don't really argue.
I've never seen you guys, I've never, like, she just doesn't seem, so how's the hormones? Because I heard when you get pregnant, it goes like, it just fluctuates like crazy.
Yeah.
But with her, I
That's
feel
true.
Like it doesn't.
No, it's still there. There's times where like she'll like call me cause I'm in the other room.
Yeah.
Like, I'm streaming or something.
Yeah.
And she'll FaceTime and be like, hey, I'm sad right now. It's like,
Okay.
All right. I'm in stream and just go watch. Like all she really wants is like me there.
Yeah.
And then it goes away. So mm-hmm. I think her hormones are like doing that.
Stuff,
yeah.
But okay.
It's like a known thing. It's really weird.
Yeah.
You'll find out soon, right?
I know.
I mean, I want, it's maybe next year, maybe like.
Dude,
literally.
Let's all be dads 2025.
Yes.
Dude, that would be sick.
What are the odds that you and Kian both right back to back?
It's pretty crazy.
Because I just met Coast. Like, and he is 14 weeks old, right? He's like...
he's a year and 2 months.
So you guys, in less than 1.5 years, you guys had babies and you've been friends forever.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's kind of crazy.
We got to do the same thing.
You got to catch up?
Okay, well, you got to start.
Unless you do it first.
Okay.
It would be cool to like have like and it'll happen. It'll happen within either my friend group, y'all's friend group, or something. Where like there's two of y'all's girlfriends or you know wife or girlfriend as of right now.
Fiance.
Who knows?
Fiance.
Yeah, fiance.
Yeah,
and like pregnant at the same time, and I think that would be like cool,
like a support system. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Ayla was pregnant. She didn't really have anyone to talk to. I know she has her friends and stuff, but Chelsea was like pregnant. No one's really pregnant with her currently, at least that we don't know of.
Dang. And our girls are just like really like best friends. So and then Ronnie too. So all three of us, let's get dad mode.
Do it.
That's cool that you have
it's exciting.
You have somebody, a best friend that did it right before you, because I feel like it's gonna be the same with us, where he's gonna go right before me and then he's gonna figure it all out and be like, yo, first? I got you. He'd be like, dude, here you go, do this, you gotta do this, don't forget to do this, and I'll be like, and he's like, this really helps. And I'm like,
That would be nice. Dude. I feel like when I'm a dad, I'm like one of those dads that like researches like everything, like best baby monitor, like best diapers. That's going to be me. Do you do
it? I didn't think I was like that, but you turn into that.
Like dad mode?
No matter what.
Dude, yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. Yeah. Did you want to be a dad since you're young, or are you just like,
It's one of, 100%. Oh, me too. I've had this goal for a while now.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a dad. I've never not wanted kids. So.
Yeah.
So we're here. This is great. I'm in a good time in my life right now.
I was talking to some friends and they were like, oh, to have a kid, like you have to be off birth control for 6 months to a year. And I was like, what? It takes that long for it to get out of your system?
Oh, really?
And yeah. So I was like, no way. And then Kian said it took him like 2 months.
Really?
And he said they were stressing about it. And then we got to get him on too. But they were stressing about it. And then he said once they deleted all the apps and stopped checking ovulation and stuff and just forgot it all, it happened like that.
Oh, because your body doesn't care.
I guess no stress. I think stress is probably a big part of it.
Stress is a huge part.
I feel like life can be, you know, some stuff will just be thrown at you and you don't know. Like how you say he might go first, you know, God might be like, just kidding, Alex, it's you
That's
first.
What
you know
what I'm saying?
But
I'm
like,
down.
Same with us. Like we were, it wasn't like we were trying. It's just, we knew what we were doing. We were not trying.
Yeah.
And then obviously the wedding was getting closer and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, maybe we should stop doing this. Like stop like.
Just pause the wedding.
Yeah. No, not pause the wedding.
No, pause the wedding. Until after the baby, yeah.
No, yeah, pause like the baby making until, not like, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So when we paused it, that's when it happened. We're like, okay, it must have been the last time we're trying, you know. So
just say it's you're going to do something opposite and you will be pregnant,
right? Just try to trick whoever's
watching. Yeah. Don't Alexis, because like sometimes she'll miss her period and then I'm vlogging and I'm like, oh yes, and then she's like, no, wait till we're married. And I was like, how many days is it though? And she's like, 2 days. And I was like,
Alex really wants it.
No, I'm telling you, he's been wanting it for like four years.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, if you ever need a babysitter, me and Alexis got you. We're obsessed with babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to bring her over to meet Coast because she couldn't come when I went to go stream with him. And she was so sad. Aww. She was like, what?
She hasn't met Coast yet.
No.
Oh, okay.
And I just did.
Oh.
But,
he's a cute age. Right
if you
now,
guys
man.
Ever need a babysitter,
yeah,
I love kids. When I was 12, my little brother was born, so I pretty much babysat him my whole life.
That's the same situation with me and my sister.
Huh.
I was 11.
Yeah. That's probably why you wanted a kid, because you
yeah, possibly, that, yeah, possibly.
Not nurturing I think, or whatever.
Yeah, we got it in the bag. We got it, boys. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Why are you so scared? Don't be scared.
Not scared at all.
Me either.
I know a lot of people are saying that it's going to be hard, which I get it, but I like. You know, I like difficult things, so.
I was talking to Ayla, and she said the like one of the more annoying things when you have a kid is everybody tries to tell you how to do it and how to do it the way they did it, and you're just like, dude, I got it. I'll figure it out. I'm an adult. I got this. I could definitely see that.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, already. Yeah. I mean, we don't even have one yet, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people just kind of like tell. The biggest thing we hear from every other parent, you're not going to get any sleep. It's going to be so hard. So I appreciate when there's like parents out there like, look, it is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done, but it is going to be the most like rewarding thing that you've ever done in your life and will ever do. So
yeah,
I like stuff like that.
Another thing Ken told me, I didn't know. You know the little things that the babies? The little babies?
The little babies?
You have to feed them every 3 hours for the first 4 or 6 months or something.
Oh, the 100 baby.
Every 3 hours.
Yeah.
What?
I eat every 3 hours.
What?
That's pretty normal, bro.
Every once in a while, I look at Roy and he's just like.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what?
See, I tried eating this, but it was fake.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
You ate that?
Yeah.
Oh, those are fake. I was wondering why it looked like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like, dang. I was talking to someone. You're talking about like the sleeping, not getting enough sleep thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to this couple and they just recommended a night nurse. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Night nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, like when you're sleeping?
When you're sleeping, they just take care of the baby while you catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
they got everything now.
Huh? Yeah.
It was like an app or something?
No, no. It's literally someone comes in, take care of the baby while you sleep. And then when you guys wake up and all are like rested.
That sounds amazing.
They give you the baby
back. That sounds great, but like also, I want to do it.
Maybe just have like weekdays.
Yeah, like whenever you're like exhausted.
You got to be like exhausted.
Oh, on call.
I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
That's the only time they used it when they were like, they're both like zombies. Like, ooh, I don't even know if I could.
That's awesome, actually. That's a good, I'm definitely going to do that. Wow. Eventually, like, at some point for a little bit.
Yeah. Because I understand, like, quality time with the kid is, like, super important, but I understand, like, mental health too.
Yeah. You can more be there for the child if you're rested.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
I feel you.
And it's dark. They don't even know. Just put, like, tell them to wear your sweater so they smells like you. Yeah. You're fine. They won't remember.
So, and then,
I think it's cute to have, like, a little nanny at some point, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to have an ugly ass nanny. I just need the ugliest nanny I can find.
Why?
I don't want my wife to be like, nanny, oh, I know, I've heard about that. I've seen that movie.
Aww.
You can't have a super hot nanny.
No, I'm thinking I'm thinking of my, she cleaned a 2020 house that I was in, called the C4 house. And ever since I met her, she's been amazing. But now she nannies for Coast and stuff. And yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
Shout out Sylvia.
Oh,
I love Sylvia. Yeah. She's a mother of like two as well. So she knows what she's doing. But yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. Like, yeah, I love her. But yeah, I know what you're saying is like, have you seen the new Megan Fox movie on Netflix?
No, I saw the little thumbnail thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like an AI, like, nanny, I guess, but it's Megan Fox.
Yeah,
and then but the wife is also like, unfortunately, dying in the hospital. But so that this is like the basis of the movie.
He falls in love with the robot.
Well, I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it. But yeah, no, that's just, the basis just, of it. What
wink,
you're trying to
wink
say?
If I'm right. What? Oh, that was a blink. That wasn't a wink. You got a one eye.
Just blink your regular. It's a crazy movie. It's a crazy movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in it happening, kinda. Can you buy like a Tesla robot right now?
You could.
Yeah.
Y'all don't got one. You usually buy shit like that, Alex. I just toss them around.
I know.
$30,000 for a robot, you probably buy one.
You know, Kai got one, and I was like, oh, this robot's crazy, because I would see clips, and it was being controlled in the back end. I was like, oh, I thought it was just getting it.
Yeah, by itself. Like actual AI.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think they actually released them yet.
Hot dog.
I feel like you would be the one to get one, though.
I would.
Yeah.
An ugly robot, though.
Yeah, bro.
Alexis would never get that. Like a
robot.
Yeah,
as long as it's ugly, yeah.
It's a robot. It's
ugly, yeah, but robot. Like you can't be looking like Megan Fox.
It looks like that camera right there. It's a machinery. The Tesla robots. They don't look like humans yet.
I mean.
Oh.
I don't know. Some robots be looking good.
Like who?
Tesla
like
robots?
Toasters.
Toasters,
they got the curves.
Android 16, what's her name?
Oh,
Android 18.
Oh, Android 17.
No, 17?
I don't know. One of the. Oh, it's Dragon
one?
Ball, man.
Yeah,
the girl,
I know, but
the
which
girl,
one? Which
the
one?
Blonde one. Krillin's wife.
Krillin's wife. Oh, yeah, they fall in love.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
all
yeah.
The Dragon Ball Z fans
spoiler,
out there.
Spoiler.
Bro, I can't lie. My leg is falling asleep.
Pick
bro.
Him
no,
movie,
I feel
bro.
So bad. No, I can't.
That's the first time he's ever done that with
he's
any guest.
He's never done that before, ever.
Like laying on
just trying to make him feel special, everybody.
No. He lays on the side, but if he's laying on you, you must be part dog or something. He feels a kinship.
Oogie, his leg's falling asleep, man. Get out of there.
I think it's because it's like cutting off my circulation the way I'm
just
like,
put your foot down and then
no,
watch.
I feel bad because he's going to fall over, I think.
No. He's agile. Dang, I can't believe you moved your leg for real.
Oh my baby, I'm so sorry. Okay, look, how's that? How's that?
Oh,
that's
he
way
just
better
readjusted.
For me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we talked about the present. Let's talk about the past. O2L.
O2L.
I know nothing about it, and you
what?
Guys were
yeah,
like,
you do?
No, I don't. I know who's
let's
in
quiz
it,
you.
But the thing is, when you guys were popping, Wasabi Productions was popping.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you guys didn't know anything about us, and we didn't know anything about you until you guys broke up. Then I started hearing, I'm like, O2L, O2L, O2L. And I was like, what was that? Mm-hmm. And then I remember meeting you. And then like a year later, somebody was like, I was like, oh, that's Jay-Z. I know him. And then somebody's like, oh, yeah, he was in O2L. I was like, what's that? And I didn't even know.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So what was that? It's just a big boy group, right?
Yeah.
Was it the first?
It was not. I think I wouldn't say it's the first. It was the biggest, I'd say. I can't think of another bigger collab.
Who else was there
channel.
At your time? Like, who else was a big group?
Do you? All right, I'm going to throw some names out there. See if you remember.
He'll probably remember.
Mike Lab?
No. Mike Lab?
You know what collab channels are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so essentially it was 6 to 7 people.
Yeah.
And they would make a video every day. This is before, like, everyday videoing on YouTube was not a thing.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Unless you're like the Shades Hard or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Vlogging
yeah.
every day or something. But. Yeah, this is, I mean, we're talking 2012 here.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah. So this is over 10 years ago. It's crazy.
When did you start?
I started in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So O2L was 2012, though.
And then, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. But I would say we were the biggest collab channel.
How did you guys get together? Like, Simon was like, you, boom. Oh.
yeah, Simon hit us up. No, we were all friends. We're all friends.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all friends. So we all did our individual YouTube channels, you know, for like 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Yeah. And then we all, back when YouTube have like messaging, you can message people on YouTube. Yeah, I messaged like Kian, Ricky, you know, first, I think.
Oh, so none of you knew each other before you started the group?
No,
I mean, like friends, not like YouTube friends where you collab sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
it was more like, hey, I like your videos, really cool.
Oh,
like,
what?
Yeah, and then we did like a couple videos together here and there, you know.
None of you guys knew each other because there's like a bunch of you, like 6 or 5 or something.
There was a total of 6 of us, yes.
Whoa. And that's crazy. I thought, so it really was like.
Are you from LA?
I'm from Texas.
Oh wow! Everyone is from like different parts of the
Texas. Yeah.
And everybody moved to LA.
Kian, Sam, Trevi, we're all from California.
Okay.
Ricky was from like, this is a good one, like Nashville or something. No, it's not Nashville. It's something like that, though.
Yeah.
And then Connor's from Minnesota, and I think that's it.
And then y'all moved, like,
we all moved to California.
Like that?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. That's crazy.
In 2012. This is 2012.
We all semi-lived together at some point, like 3 of us, 4 of us. But,
You guys moved in 2012, or you started the channel separately and then moved together?
We started the channel in our own states. And then 8 months into the channel, maybe 6 months, and we all moved to the ones that weren't in California moved to California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was with talking to my sister earlier because she's coming here to visit, and then I was like, oh, we're filming a podcast. We're like, who's your guest? JC Caleb. He was my favorite. I don't know.
Really?
I used to watch him.
Oh my god.
She's 24 now. Yeah. Is that weird? All the fans are like old now.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, I get
it's
that.
Trippy.
I think I'll get that for like. Forever, probably. I used to watch this in O2L. Like, O2L was like, it was kind of crazy how big it was.
I know. And that's why when I found out, somebody told me, and they're like, dude, it was big. And I was like, how did we not? I think we just were so focused on YouTube. Yeah. And you guys were so focused on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I guess you guys, we weren't really your fan base because you guys, little girls, was like your big fan base, right?
Yeah. It was just like, it was also back when like, One Direction was a thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like that kind of like
what you guys,
exploded it up a
not
little
bit. Before One Direction?
I don't remember, bro. It's it's around there, though.
Same time.
It's that same time. That was a thing.
We started in 2006, and I don't think One Direction was a thing
yet. It was college.
Y'all started in 2006, bro.
Right in the beginning.
It wasn't YouTube made in like 2005?
I think we were like 1 month after they started, we started, or 2 months after or something.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah,
that is actually crazy.
Well, he was already making videos, actually, because we didn't have anywhere to put them. We're just playing, because Jackass was like, everybody wanted to make videos now.
Yeah.
So we started making videos, and then... Yep. Once YouTube popped up, and he was like, hey, dude, I found this cool place. You can put it up there. And
we thought it was
like a storage space.
Yeah,
where
100%.
Like he could upload it, and then I could watch it.
Oh, cool.
And like our friends could watch it. But then like hundreds of thousands of people, millions were like, what is going on? We
don't know. Were y'all ever like top 10 on YouTube?
No.
No?
No.
Top 100?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe top 100.
Top 100,
yeah. I mean, yeah, because we were pretty early, but I don't think we popped off until Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's when we like skyrocketed. What year was that?
2012.
Oh,
2012.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
2012.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Damn, that's crazy. Well, O2 was short-lived. It was like a year and a half.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, but why?
We just got so much, like, we did like the tour and everything. It was crazy.
But why did you stop then if it was so good?
So Connor wanted to, he pulled a Justin Timberlake and like went solo.
Oh, and it just, everybody, thing unraveled.
Yeah.
But you're all still friends.
We're all still friends, obviously. But like us, the rest, the five, tried to like continue it and it just wasn't the same. So we
can't. Oh.
But yeah.
And everyone broke up.
Yeah, everyone broke
up. Any bad blood or anything with anybody?
No, not at all.
Everyone just nice?
Y'all want some tea? No, I'm kidding. Okay, no bad blood. But I will say, there was a member that was on O2O and he kicked his ass off.
Oh, you guys did?
Ricardo.
Would we know him? We wouldn't know him.
Huh?
We wouldn't know him? He's not doing stuff now, like content?
I have no idea where he's at now. He's the only one I probably don't really stay in contact with, unfortunately. No bad blood, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Just you fall out of, like, friendship, I guess.
So, O2L was... Wait, let me try to guess. There was you, Kian, Trevor, Connor...
Trevi. Yeah, Trevi.
Connor... was it Ryan? No, Ryan wasn't in there.
No, you're missing two.
I don't know.
You're talking about...
Right there.
What?
Connor. Oh, you know about the song?
No.
You know about the song?
No. What song?
Oh, you're trying to tell them to sing the
song. With all your names?
That was a song, yeah, with all their names. You know who sang that song, by the way? Charlie Puth.
Oh, no way! Before
he
popped off?
Yeah, it's
before he popped off. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Bro, what? This is a weird ass world, bro.
That's crazy. Okay, so you had everybody in the group. In the group, what were you? Were you the sweetheart? Were you the boy? Were you the bad boy? Which one would you be classified?
I think Kian was classified as like the bad boy.
Okay.
But I was Thursdays.
He doesn't seem that bad.
I was Thursdays on O2L. No, I don't know. I
you
know what?
You guys had a day each, right?
Yeah, we had a day.
I forgot they uploaded, but they had each person had a day.
Oh.
That's cool. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So wait, what were you?
It's hard to, bro. I have no idea.
Chill
what
guy.
Were you, the love of
that? Was the chill
I feel
guy.
Like you were probably the.
I was just chill, bro.
The.
I was, you know what? I was like the chill. Like I smoked a lot of weed back in the day, so it's like long hair.
Oh, like
smoke
people
weed.
Knew that, like on camera, they knew that.
I'm assuming. Dude, I don't know. It's all blurry, right? But I'm assuming. I named my penny board Rasta. Sure.
Chill guy.
They probably knew.
I was a chill guy.
Yeah.
I was a chill guy.
And then what was Kian then? He was a bad boy?
Yeah, bad boy tattoos. I don't know. Kian was like kind of like the crazy one.
Did he change after becoming a dad? Like at all?
Yeah.
Like how so? Like more mature or more?
Super, like way more mature. Not saying he was like super
immature,
but
you didn't have. You don't have a reason to.
More, from what I've seen, just more like responsible. Even like in his like mannerisms, a little bit. You know, he's still Kian, obviously, but again, this doesn't sound crazy, but just more caring. He just sounds more caring. Like looks more caring. You know, like I feel like it just does something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
once just you, more once like, you take that role of having a family and that it's yours to protect and you're the man and you're like, oh yeah, that's gonna affect me hard.
Like all the little things that bothered you, they don't really care. It doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah. No, definitely not. His life like revolves around Coast.
I'll babysit for either of you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, you
can
be the night nurse.
Not night nurse.
You'll be the night nurse.
If you want to hold,
that's the only time.
If you want my night nurse.
No, I'll babysit anytime you want, but the night nurse comes with me.
What?
Yeah. So the daytime, I got the baby, but I get the night nurse too.
You get the night nurse.
So what? If you need me to babysit, I'll always do it for free as long as the night nurse is part of the package. So if you leave for the weekend, I need the night nurse.
Oh, it's for okay.
And then
got
I'll
it.
Take
got
every
it.
Day
got it.
Oh, I
for
see,
either
see.
One. I love babies.
Got it.
Yeah.
I used to play with Andrew for hours when he was a baby, and I would just. There's times where I would just like put him in his little play thing, and he could only lift his head, and then I would watch TV, and then every once in a while I hear. And I'm like, try again. he
how
just
old,
his head would
how
drop
old is your brother now?
22. He just turned 22.
Bro, what?
I know.
It's crazy because I kind of remember him when he was like,
tiny
baby.
Yeah. Whoa. What the heck?
He's 22. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. It's so crazy. He's in his sophomore year of college.
What? He's the same,
dude,
but
whoa.
A little different, but elongated and stretched out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's taller than you.
No.
Oh,
no.
What do you mean by that?
No, he just grew up like everybody.
Oh,
everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, most people grow. Some people stop early.
Not me.
Not you.
I was same height for like 20 years now. I feel like
what 5'8" and like you stopped
seventh grade.
I think I stopped. Like I had a growth spurt like between freshman and sophomore year of high school, and then I stopped probably senior year. Or like maybe junior year.
Yeah. Damn, I remember bro. That. We were the same height for like a while, and then I saw you all of a sudden, you were like taller. I was like, bitch.
I've never saw myself as tall as my brother's so tall.
Oh,
Aaron,
yeah,
I've always been his shadow.
I forgot. Aaron's your brother.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You know how much shade
you got?
You know how much shade I've had over my entire life? Because he's always next to me.
Yeah.
Always. I have two brothers and one sister.
Two brothers and one sister. Okay.
No. What you got?
Excuse me.
Two sisters, one brother. Bless you.
Two sisters, one brother. Oh,
bless you.
What you got?
I got two brothers, one sister.
Hey.
Whoa. Wait, we're family four?
Same thing. Oh, four?
Wait, you family four, too?
Two sisters, one brother.
Wow.
Oh, so four?
Yeah, four.
Wait. So, oh, what?
Angel numbers, bro.
Wow.
I got 555 on my hand right here, bro.
For why?
For our brothers, sisters.
Roy gave me the worst. Oh, that's apparently you can't say Ashy anymore.
Ashy?
You're not supposed to say Ashy.
Why not?
Because I guess it's like, it's not good. It's because like...
But I am ashy though.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But I guess ashy is not good.
Like the Holocaust?
So what do you say?
No. That's odd. Yeah.
No, I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah. No, like, it's because ashy is supposed to be
so
like,
just say dry,
if you're not...
Dry.
I guess if you're not black, you can't be ashy.
Oh, okay.
So I guess
it's a race thing.
I guess we'll be powdery or something.
Cocaine-y.
Yeah,
cocaine-y. I'm cocaine-y right now. Look.
Yeah, it's bad. Oh, but Roy. Oh, no. I thought I could do it. I can't show
I thought you were going to show me a tattoo or something.
I was.
Oh, you have a tattoo?
Yeah.
I got to show you this way, though.
He just wants to strip for you.
No.
He wants to be the night nurse.
I'm not
going to.
Oh, okay. Uncensored version, bruh.
No. I just got to show you. Look. So this is the tattoo. Me and my dad
it's
got
huge
the same tattoo. And my little brother. We all got the same tattoo.
Yep.
You're and then badass.
Me and him. I should join me. I'm the Kian of the group.
You're the Kian of the group. You're the Kian of O2L, bro. You're the fucking badass.
So I got this one tattoo, and then Roy gave me the worst tattoo.
I did not give you the worst, bro.
Look at this.
Where
ready?
Is that one at? Oh,
that's
shit.
Our area code.
Our area code, baby.
There's just
you
more as you
see?
Go.
You want to see? No, but look.
919.
Yeah, that's our area code. We grew
it's cool.
up in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
but they don't even use this. They ran out of numbers. They don't even use 919 anymore.
I know. So that's rare.
But then look.
So it's useless now?
So what would you give this out of 1 out of 10 if this was of a tattoo style?
It's a little wave. I mean, I could do that.
No, just this. Just this.
Oh, that's terrible.
One out of 10. What is it?
3 out of 10,
bro. Okay. I'll take that. I'll take that.
I did the same thing on him.
Here, this is what he did to me. Not bad, right? How would you rate that?
Well, that one's a little better. 5 out of 10.
But this one says B.I.B., which is kind of weird.
That one looks like 616, bro.
Yeah. Dude, no. Yeah. Why is it 616, man?
I don't know. Dang it.
Y'all get each other tattoos?
Yeah.
Is that your only two in one tattoos?
No, I have one here, and then he has one
I have
more.
My little guava juice leaf right over here.
I see. That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. I got, well, I can't. Oogie's on me, so I can't. But I have a little cloud on my wrist. That's my first tattoo.
Uh-huh.
But it meant like something like your guava thing. Like,
oh.
Just meant like the whole YouTube thing. You know?
Aww.
Yeah. How did, have you and Kian ever like had a fight or argument or like a time where you didn't talk?
That's crazy. You know what? A lot of people ask us this, and no, not really. There's been a couple times where we bickered for sure.
Yeah.
But nothing like actually serious. There's times where he'll get me like heated.
Yeah.
There was actually a video that I rewatched on stream where I remember this because I was so what's the word? Grumpy, I guess.
Because agitated
as hell.
Yeah.
Because I was blindfolded.
Yeah.
And I felt like he was moving pieces to like cheat on this challenge that there's not even a prize and just like.
Yeah.
Anyway, like in the video, I like. Openly like throw the board off the thing and he was like whoa and then there was like a cut and I was like oh I know for a fact that was like super grumpy we just kind of cut out like the grumpy part. Oh so funny but not really
oh good
there's never really a time where we haven't talked
and so then after how long because you've been with Chelsea for a while right
yeah
so how long after O2L did you and Chelsea meet?
Well, I met Chelsea in 2016. Yeah, 2016.
Oh, so only like three or four years after.
Or not? I met her in 2015, mm-hmm. I believe, 2014. Very, very, like, how do you say, like,
brief?
Like, yeah, brief. Okay. Brief, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we met.
Yeah.
Like, hung out in 2016. Like, oh, okay, late 2016.
Okay. So. And then, so how was that first encounter?
Well, I met her on her birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, she was...
You were just like a plus one to her birthday party or something?
No, I think I just showed up. Back in the day, the person she was with, like, would throw a lot of, like, parties and stuff. Mm. And I just went. And it was her birthday. I didn't realize. And I was like, oh, happy birthday. She doesn't remember meeting me, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. she was like...
Alexis doesn't remember meeting me either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't remember meeting me. I'm like, okay, great, cool. Well, I remember meeting you, but it was her birthday. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably meeting a lot of people. We didn't even meet. We saw each other, but I saw her. She didn't see me.
Oh, I see.
At a basketball. I was in a charity basketball game with her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. No. It wasn't love at first sight with me either.
I had a girlfriend at the time. And I didn't... Yeah. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to talk to her. I just clocked her. And I was like, huh. I'm probably gonna marry her later. Okay.
Nah.
No, I'll see you soon though. So how was your first date? Like, or was it just like one of those millennial hangouts?
Nah, man, it was special.
Did yeah, you say let's go on a date? Did you ask her actually on a date or you wanna hang out?
No, I was it was a hangout, but it was a date.
Yeah.
Like I did a lot of special things for her.
Oh, are you a sweetheart kind of guy?
Yeah. I mean, like, well, I'm such a sweetheart.
That's what I thought you were gonna say. You were in the O12 group. You were the sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Oh. You were like the scene aesthetic guy.
Bro, you know what? Label it however. You know, yeah. I don't know what the hell I was. But anyway, look, I will say, I knew, like, I liked her.
Yeah.
Know? Through just like talking. Mm-hmm. I like before this, I've met her a couple times, talked to her like a couple times. So I wanted to do something special for her. So, I basically just asked her like her favorite drink, you know, and then I went up to my rooftop and put like blankets, like pillows, you mm-hmm. know? And then when she got to the house, she thought it was probably just going to be like a millennial hangout, whatever it was. Yeah. But I was like, hey, I have a surprise for you. You know, we scaled the ladder, opened up the hatch, and then there was like a little setup there that we just drank and just like talked.
And you were like, in 7 years, I'm gonna get you prego.
Pregnant.
To marry you. This day.
You're mine. Yeah.
She's like, down.
We actually talked about that, but I didn't kiss her at the end of the date. And she talked about how, or like, I didn't make a move on her in any way.
Yeah. Mm.
Right. And I just kind of like, oh, okay. Like that was really fun. Like I would love to hang out again.
Yeah.
Like goodbye. Like, you know, let me walk into your car.
Mm.
And she thought that was like the weirdest shit in the world. She thought I didn't like her.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You're like, crazy,
man,
huh?
I wasted this rooftop dinner. I got to set it all up again for the next girl.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Anyway, that's how it worked out.
Aww.
Oh, and then,
crazy.
And now you all engaged. And
now
stuff.
Now we here, bro.
Now you here. That's crazy.
Man.
She's stuck with me. I'm stuck with her.
Man, yeah. When I met Coast, I feel like Coast looks more like Ayla.
You think so?
I think so. I could see a little bit of Kian in there, but at first glance, or maybe it's just because she has her hair lighter right now, so have similar hair.
I feel you.
But I don't know.
I don't know. It's I sometimes see Kian in him. It's his faces.
Yeah. He's in a go phase right now. He just said go like a million times when I came over to stream.
Go?
Yeah. He just says, go! I didn't hear him say any other word except for that every once in a while.
Did you go?
No, it's whenever he saw a ball, like I threw a ball or he threw a ball back, he'd be like, go! Like,
yo, you don't have to verbally. Go when he says go, bro.
He's talking to the ball and he doesn't know that the ball will go even if he doesn't say it.
Oh, I see. You're
I think that's where that's the misconnect.
Oh, I want a baby so bad.
Me too.
He's talking about babies right
bro,
now.
Bro, this like, might go. Be the day, bro.
Right now?
Yeah, go home right now, dude.
All right.
Oh, Oogie.
He's like, wait, no.
You know, kids are so durable.
What?
They're so
I mean,
durable.
Depends on what.
Like battery?
Yeah.
Like
you can throw them and stuff.
Not a newborn.
Not that young. But they become durable after, like, I feel like from, like, 5 till, like,
10 months.
15. They're durable.
You know what?
5 years to 10 to 15 years, they're so durable.
Yeah, durable's a crazy ass word, but I've heard a lot where like babies are very like, you want to be so like cautious with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess when they come, like obviously come out of the womb, the doctors are just like, yes, have to slap them if they're not like crying. I don't know if that's a thing anymore. But,
no, I think it
you
is.
Know, just like super like, they yeah. just know what they're doing, and
yeah.
the baby is just like obviously like lifeless, don't really know like
yep.
how to react, and it's just like, dude, whoa, chill out.
Are you gonna
like,
watch
oh my God.
It come out?
Yeah,
huh?
Are you gonna watch it come out?
I don't think Chelsea is gonna want me to see that, to be honest, but I will be there for sure.
Yeah, I'll be there too. Be there. I would if she wants me to, I will. But oh. if I have a choice, I'd probably be like, ah, I'm all good. I'm good.
I would want to. I would want to.
You want to?
Because we have the Meta glasses now, so I can just record on them. I'd be like, yo, check this out. Bro,
you should swallow.
Post it on my story.
You should swallow the Meta glasses so that the baby puts it on when
I'm
it comes
stream
out.
It. Oh my God.
That way you can just replay it over and over. Yeah. You know?
Dude, so it's the my Meta kid. Glasses. They do.
I
Apple
love them.
Vision Pros or whatever. Yeah. You can record. You can record moments, bro.
I don't think I could. I could watch.
It would be a crazy moment. I don't know if it's. Look, you don't know if you're gonna be like grossed out or like, yeah. oh my God, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like my child's being born. You know. Yeah. So it's like, which one do you want to do? You want to risk that?
You know what? It's just.
It's a lot. I'm sure it is.
It's a lot, but when the baby comes out, also
poop comes
you
out.
You know, no, well that, oh, yeah, that, yeah, that's yeah. not a big deal. But you know what else happens when the baby comes out?
What?
It's not pretty.
Well, obviously, that's what I'm saying. So
no,
it's
no,
like,
no, the baby isn't, and you know why? Oh. It's not because of what you think. It's because their heads get elongated when it comes out. Their heads stretch because they're like moldable. And so they come out like, it's like their heads
yeah,
are
I
like
know,
cones.
Dude.
Yeah.
And then they like, I don't well, know even how to fix that. I don't know. They just,
it just goes back
they
to,
squish
yeah,
it back down.
No, no, no. It comes back to gravity.
Oh, okay.
Gravity.
Okay.
Yeah, the doctor is just like molded
like, oh,
like
play.
Like,
oh, God. Catch. I know that's why some people have square heads. Some people have triangle heads. Some people have like oval heads.
Yeah. When my little sister came out, she had a oval shaped head.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has a regular head. But yeah, honestly, in days.
Hey, no offense to any oval-shaped head people out there.
Yeah.
You're normal too.
No, yeah. We love ovals. My girl's ring is oval cut. So,
yeah,
we love ovals. But yeah, my little sister came out with an oval-shaped head. But then it fixed itself.
Yeah. Oh, and, man, like, have you touched a soft spot?
What do you mean?
On their head?
On a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, on any baby you have?
Yes.
Oh, me too. It's weird.
It's very scary.
It's so soft.
It's very scary.
Brain,
it's
no?
like, oh, it feels like you touch it and then it's just like.
I actually have one still.
No.
Like very tiny, like this small.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Touch it right here.
Yeah, but okay.
Are you think I'm lying? About
yes, I do think you're lying. Where? Wait. Put my finger in there.
You got a soft spot?
Like oh, it is a little. Oh, that's a one shot sniper kill.
Like an indent? Like a belly button?
No, it just feels, yeah, it feels like, it just feels softer than the skull. Do I have one?
Out of context clip, me filling his lice. I feel, okay.
Kind of,
yeah. It's a little squishy.
Yeah, actually, like,
it's a hard squishy.
Yeah, but the baby's one's right here, and it's like this big, it's like that big, and it's, so I wasn't supposed to touch it, but I'm 12. How am I not going to touch it?
You're talking about your brother.
I touched it very lightly.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now oh, he just poor Andrew. He kind of like
has a, he has a twitch.
No. But it's so soft. But kids are durable. Like I crushed his
durable.
Toes one time.
You what?
I crushed Andrew's okay. toes one time in a vacuum because he was a baby and he wanted to ride on it. I was like, okay, and I'm pushing it. At the end, I clicked it closed.
No.
His toes were in there. I opened it immediately. He's screaming. His toes are black.
Oh.
All 10 toes black.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes later, completely back to normal, and he just starts running around. And then when he was 10, I took him to go see Shrek, and I ran over his foot. His toes turned black.
Dude, what's up?
My older brother freaked out. He's like, we got to go to the hospital. I'm like, no. Just give it 5 minutes. I've done this before. Trust me. I've been here.
Dude.
5 minutes later, he was like, I think I'm good. Let's go to the movie. And we went to go watch Shrek.
Questionable guy, huh?
Wow.
But I'm just saying they're
questionable. Alex.
And we used to do dangerous stuff too. We used to jump off of like 15-foot high things into mulch.
This is to your brother.
No, yeah. Even then, we were like 15, 14, 13. And we could do it over and over and over. We'd take turns just jumping off this high. Well, I would never even jump off a half of something that height these days.
We did that nowadays. We get a seizure.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Do you remember what you told me in Australia?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You know,
this month said,
what?
If I were to ever skydive, he said, I will never skydive, but if I ever would, I would do it without a parachute. and I would have a professional catch me in the air and then parachute me down.
This guy?
Yeah. Yes. And he goes, do you want to do it with me? And my drunk ass says, yeah, I would do that with you.
I want to do my
I absolutely would never do that with you. I got to make that a point.
Maybe after a couple drinks. But no. My manager wouldn't let me do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I had
goodness.
The idea on the spot yeah. while I was having that conversation with you. And then I tried to get my team, like I tried to find a place, find mm-hmm. like find out if it's been done before. And it has been done for a long
has
time
been
ago.
Done. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, see, we have a little guinea pig situation. I'm good. But she wouldn't let me. And she was like, what if he doesn't catch you? I was like, we'll have a second guy, then two chances. And she was like, it's
double
not,
your chances of getting catched.
Double.
Caught.
No. But she didn't want to. And okay, you know what good. Else happened on that trip? Freaking Kian. It was his birthday. We were all drunk. And I was like, oh, Kian, it's birthday here. Wear my bracelet. But I got to get it back. And he's like, okay, $12,000 bracelet. And then we went back to LA. And we were too drunk. I forgot to ask for it back. And then we got to LA. And I texted him. I was like, yo, let me get that bracelet. And he's like, oh, yeah. And then we just never linked up. And then when I finally saw him again, he's like, I lost it. I don't know where it is.
No.
Yeah. And that was it. And then we just, that's it.
Never
he
to be found ever again.
He's a bad boy.
He was a bad boy.
It was the nail Cartier ring, yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, dang, man. Yeah, maybe he'll pay me back one day.
Maybe. Hopefully.
That'd be a nice wedding gift.
$12,000
is yeah, that'd be a great wedding gift, Kian. That'd be awesome.
I don't know whose fault that is.
It's
half
mine.
You bought a $12,000 bracelet.
Yeah.
Like, you went wrong.
I don't know.
Why'd you give it away?
It was his birthday. I just wanted him to wear it for his birthday, but then we got drunk, and then I forgot.
Bro, if I had a $12,000 bracelet, I wouldn't let Kian look at it, bro. you can't look at this, bro. Sorry.
Do you have any wedding plans, like anything you want to do? Because I know it's for the bride, but is there anything you're gonna do to make it more you?
Ooh, I would love to make it me. I've suggested a lot of things. She shut it down, which is totally fine.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
but she said yes to most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe you have some like what type of ideas you got? You're gonna skydive in?
No, but there is. Well, I told you before the podcast, I want to eat her wedding ring before I give it engagement ring before I give it to her. So
that's crazy.
More me. And it'd be like, oh, this is...
you can make it your way, your...
I don't think
you
so.
You in other ways. But.
How?
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to alter it. I don't want it to be like, I add a little, oh, let me add something here, add something there, and it's not what she wanted.
What if the diamond comes out discolored?
Like brown?
A little golden.
Then that'll be you, right?
That'll be unique. Yeah.
A little golden diamond.
Yo, just for context for all the listeners, before we started the podcast,
I forgot
Alex is like, oh... Well, we went, we're going to go ring shopping, and I just kind of want to, you know, make the ring more me before giving it to Alexis, so I'm going to eat it. that's basically it.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, shit it.
Yep.
And then give it to her.
Yep.
After I clean it, guys.
Cleaned,
I
obviously,
clean it.
But...
Yeah.
But, yeah, guess what?
Yes.
We already went ring shopping.
Oh, okay.
How'd that go?
It was interesting. It was interesting.
You went with her?
The vlog's up, huh?
You went with her?
No, she came with me, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, come with me. And then we were like, is this weird? And I was like, I don't think this is weird because, like, I don't want to, why do I have to go to Monette or Ronnie or go to one of your friends and ask, oh, tell me secretly what ring? I want to know what ring she wants and get the right one exactly how she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why not just go look at it?
Yeah.
So we went and we looked at a bunch of stuff and I know exactly what ring she wants.
Mm.
Yep. And I learned a lot of terms.
Yeah.
I learned about carrots.
Carrots.
I learned about
that's good vegetable.
Yellow gold.
That's great.
White gold. I learned about ring size. I learned about elongated cushions.
Okay.
Elongated
I learned
heads.
About marquee.
Okay. I like that YouTuber.
No, a marquee is a type of diamond. It's like in the shape of a diamond, kind of. Like, and Selena Gomez, that's what she got proposed to with.
With Benny?
Yeah.
That was a cute little proposal.
I didn't see
Taco
it.
Bell. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Taco Bell on a little picnic.
Oh, I didn't
see it. Kind of cute.
It's kind of cute, yeah. I mean,
they're regular people.
Maybe
it's
a little more
crazy.
Effort, yeah.
They eat Taco Bell too, I guess.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's good, bro.
Yeah.
I love Taco Bell.
Okay, wait. I have something to say. I don't know if you realize that because I talked to him about it.
Sure.
So I'm doing this thing on Twitch where I'm just like rewatching some of like the KJ moments or KJ videos. And I did one where I wanted to rewatch our most viewed video. And... I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like maybe Reality House,
yeah.
like one of our biggest productions ever. And it was our collab.
Is it the egg walking thingy?
No, it's Hot Wax.
Oh, the
channel.
Hot Wax?
Yeah, it has over like 6 million views on our channel.
What?
And yeah, it's that. It's over like all of other stuff.
I bet it's because we all put hot wax on each other.
Yeah, the thumbnail is me like putting hot wax on my like stomach or something.
That's probably what it is, because you guys were heartthrobs back in the day.
Bro.
And they're like, ooh, hot wax. And then didn't you put it in your mouth?
I don't remember.
We all put it in our mouth. yeah, I rewatched it. It's crazy. I was like, what? Yeah. Dude. Anyway.
It's crazy. That's your number one K&J video.
And the video is like terrible. Like the audio is so bad. Yeah.
I think that's just where we're like, we're both like at our peaks as duos.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
so that's
what
it was.
This is back in like 2014, 2015. So
yeah. Dude, a lot has happened since then.
Yeah.
What do you do nowadays?
Stream, right?
I'm a Twitch streamer, bro.
How is that? I've never gone into Twitch.
Me either.
I can't turn on that.
You ever watch streaming?
No.
Me either. I've never watched one stream ever. But I've watched
like clips.
Clips. Yeah. But I don't choose to watch it. They just pop up.
Yeah, I feel you.
What's your day to day like as far as like a streaming?
Streamer. Like, I'm usually with Chelsea like all day.
Yeah.
And then she knows I work from like, it's usually around like 6 p.m. to like 9 p.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I work like 3 hours a day.
Oh, that's not bad. Every day?
Oh.
Yeah. Not including like getting ready for the stream. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that takes time and stuff.
Like an hour or so.
If I'm just like hopping on doing some like easy stuff, it's like 3 hours. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not too bad.
Hmm. And then that's fun. Your main income too?
Yes.
And that's the, do you even do YouTube anymore?
I upload all my streams to YouTube, but that's as far as we go.
Do you edit them at all, or you just upload the stream just exactly how it is?
Exactly how it is.
Is that a lot more additional revenue doing that, or you just, it is?
Yeah, I realized it's worth it to do it. Yeah, what I realized is YouTube favors long form media. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the CPM is like up there. My CPM is like close to like $35. Kind of crazy.
Do they get a lot of views?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, I think I've seen them and they don't. CPM's like everybody. Yeah,
tens of thousands, you know, like right around there. But I upload every single day, sometimes I upload twice a day. So, and I upload like 2 hour, 3 hour videos.
Yeah.
Dang. So, yeah, it adds up. It's good.
I think I do want to start. After talking to you and Kian and Fousey, and you guys are all like, do it.
Yeah, it's fun, bro.
I'm like, all right. So, I think I'm really going to start next year, like early next year.
I'll give it a shot.
Ooh, January 1st?
Let's do it. Not January 1st because I'll just be getting back, but probably with before January
15th. I would love it, man. I want more friends that are into it because
I just gotta learn it. Like, I gotta buy a PC, I gotta buy headphones, I gotta figure out how to like get the green screen thing when you're playing video games. I gotta figure out how to get video games.
How do you even start on Twitch? You just make a Twitch thing and just promote, like, hey, just go to Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, there's other websites now. You can stream on YouTube as well. You know, you can be YouTube.
Why is Twitch the best?
Twitch is just like, I like the culture there. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just different.
But there's not more money or like better splits or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
So you would recommend if we started streaming, it would be on Twitch?
Yeah,
but and then re-upload on YouTube?
Okay, huh?
Okay.
And then upload on YouTube.
Yeah,
upload on YouTube. I was thinking about streaming on YouTube, but I don't know. I still just like streaming on Twitch. I don't know why. I don't know.
It's just like Adobe and Final Cut.
Yeah, I know there's like some of my friends that stream on like TikTok as well and stuff like that. Yeah. But that's an option. Yeah. But
I think Twitch, I don't know why. I feel like Twitch.
Twitch and just repurpose content like clips, VODs. Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just so much to learn, but I think we're just going to have to do it and see what happens.
Like, I feel like, we're creators, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like once you get like the tools in hand and like what you can actually do,
we're
like
ideas
will be rushed into your. Because like once I really got a hold of what you can really do streaming wise, especially what Kai did, right?
Yeah.
Bro, it's like it's live form content, right? So it's different, but it's so much fun. Okay. I think it's like, I don't know.
Dang. All right, I'm gonna do it. I've never even owned a PC computer. I've only ever had a laptop and a phone. I've never had an iPad, I've never had a desktop computer ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my parents did, but I've never had one.
Really?
So, yeah, why? Why would I have one?
I feel you, though.
Huh?
You're not really a techie guy.
Yeah, I'm not a techie guy, but like, I never played video games. I never play Fortnite. I never play Call of Duty. Nothing. I'm just usually running around trying to get rid of my energy, ADHD. So I think half of it will be like...
You're going to have to be an IRL streamer, then.
I think half of it will be IRL.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half will be games and then having guests over and playing, doing stuff.
Yeah.
What do you
do it, bro?
I'll just do games. Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna just play games.
Just games.
Nice. Yeah, games are easy.
Gamer.
I'm not easy. It's fun, man.
I'm a gamer.
How much of your content you think is gaming?
50%.
Oh, that's a good amount. Yeah. I kind of want to do
that
too.
I'm on like an IRL like binge right now though. I'm doing like content miss. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know anything about games. So even the games that were trending for streamers back in like 5 years ago, I could play those and be like, oh. Or like, whoa,
bro,
we run like Mario Party, bro. You know Mario Party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We run Mario Kart.
I'll win at Mario Kart.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See? Yeah. That's right.
There was a couple years where JC couldn't beat me, and then I think the most recent time JC did beat me.
I've seen you in forever.
The last time we played together was you and Corey, and we were at Bria's.
That was the first time you guys beat me in forever.
And
that's
I was like,
true.
I rarely get beat. So I was like,
wait, hold on.
You
were there. Wait, who got pissed off that I beat his ass?
I don't know.
And he like threw the remote at me. Oh, it was Christian TV.
Oh,
shout out Christian,
that
bitch.
Sounds like Christian.
I beat your ass. He got pissed. Yeah, probably still mad to this day. No,
I was so confused. I was like, whoa, how did you guys beat me? And Corey said you guys were just in a phase right now of Mario Kart. You guys are playing every night.
We were.
And I was like, dang it.
You know, I can't lie. That's the one thing Corey had on me, bro. He always beat me on Mario Kart, man.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, bro.
You know, I tried to do something for you guys. I don't know if I ever told you. I told Neza because she was gonna help me.
Yeah.
And the C4 house, and then Corey passed, and then a little bit after that, there's like all the like get-togethers and stuff and celebrate Corey. And then
yeah,
I reached out to Jesse McCartney, and I tried to get him to perform at your guys' house. And I was like, I pitched to him. I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. I want to go over there, and then me and Nez are going to plan something where they have to go to her place or Kian's place and then be like, oh, actually, it didn't work out. So then they came back. But in that time they're gone, Jesse McCartney was going to be upstairs. I was going to come down, and I was going to be like, guys, I prepared a song for you. And I was going to play Corey's song. And then I was going to fail at it like 3 times and then get super embarrassed and be like, ugh. Actually, I'm gonna just let my friend do it, and then he was gonna come out
Dude.
And sing. Yeah,
what? That would have been legendary.
But it didn't
what?
Work out. I tried. I was talking to his team and my team, but we couldn't figure it out. But you guys would have been freaking out.
Dude, yeah, bro, you can still do it. May 10th.
Okay,
any year, we still celebrate,
bro. I'm gonna see what I could do.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
Maybe when I'm live streaming, he'll be like, oh, I see a lot of people going on live streaming. This guest. Maybe I should do this.
You know what's crazy? I had that same idea. I never got to the point where reaching out to his team and stuff. I just kind of DM'd him, see what's, but.
He did nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Are you a big Jesse McCartney fan?
No, it's just a song that kind of stuck with us with Corey. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Beautiful Soul.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows that song.
Yeah, it's like one of his most popular.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay, looks like we're streamers, man.
I'll try it.
We're going to be
streamers,
we're gonna
bro.
Be dad streamers.
Dad streamers.
Dad streamers.
We're gonna start. It's like dad bod, but with streaming.
Dude,
yeah.
I think the big reason why I want to stream is because I don't want to edit the videos. You just slap it in there.
That does seem
I'd
nice.
Be the wave, man.
I feel like we are past that. We're like, okay, let's just.
Editing's
and
a lot.
I feel like you know what it went to. It went from vlogging to daily vlogging to David Dobrik fake vlogging, where he's just like planning stuff and mm-hmm. like a bunch of just jokes. And then to streaming. And streaming is the ultimate daily vlogging. Because like, it's everything.
Streaming is awesome,
I
bro.
I just feel... I think the thing I feel weird about is I feel like I'm not special.
What do you mean?
As in like, oh, I can create this, but the real Alex is just not like... Why? Like, I would never watch somebody like make coffee and take a shower and like all and like just do normal stuff like brushing your teeth or just like... Because streaming is not always go, 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 like the clips show you. It's a lot of downtime.
Oh, yeah. It's a ton of downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People love
like,
that.
I came over to stream with JC, and like for a lot of the first hour, we're just all just catching up and stuff, and there's cameras everywhere. And I was like, what? Is this entertaining? Because I wouldn't watch this. But like I can't think about it like what I would watch because I don't game, and the rest of the world games. I don't
Well,
I just feel like I'm not interesting
that's
enough.
That's true. I mean, like... Well, streaming's so new. So, like, I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of people are used to, like, millions and millions of views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, not even the top streamer has a million people watching him at mm-hmm. that
no,
point.
No, I know. I saw right? Kai so, hit, like, 700,000.
And
like,
that's...
And in YouTube world, we're like, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
But in Stretch world, that's insane.
That's an incredible amount.
It's just such a different world.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people are there for that moment. People, mm-hmm. in a sense, made me feel special because they were there for that moment.
Yeah.
I know I feel like I'm like, oh shit, I caught this. Like, I know this is gonna be a clip later for Kai. Like, mm-hmm. when he had like, you know, whoever he had on his stream.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's, again, I think it's like that like live aspect of like, this is happening in real time somewhere on earth. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's that cool. is cool to be like, oh, I'm sitting here watching and they're, I can see exactly what they're doing. Also, the sounds is crazy to me because how much do sounds cost? Like, if they want to play a sound, how much do they pay to do that?
It's different for every streamer.
So, like, what's the range usually around?
A couple of dollars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, like,
depends on what sound. Because some sounds piss me off, so I put that shit at, like, $30.
Yeah, okay. So, it can be, like, a dollar to $30 normally. Like, people can put that.
Yeah.
And so, if you hear a sound, and then how do you pick the sound? You just pick the sounds?
You can do anything. It's custom.
Okay, so you pick the sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and then,
I don't know. So, you're saying sounds. So, there's a lot of different alerts that can go on. If the alert goes off, there's like 100 gifted. That's well.
I don't
over,
even know what gifted means.
That's a well over $600 someone just gave you, right?
So, oh, what?
Yeah.
One person gave you $600? Like, that's what 100 gifted means?
Yeah, like right around. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
But they're also like gifting to the community because so if they're doing 100 gifted subs, they're giving out 100 subscribers or 100 1 month subscriptions for 100 people in the chat. So it's like community-based, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then with that sub, you get like a badge, you get ad-free viewing, you get to watch the VOD after, right after, if you'd like. You
know? Oh, so they get other perks.
Yeah, there's other
perks. So they're not just helping, or like...
Yeah, they're not just supporting the streamers, supporting the community.
Okay,
it's
what
like,
about,
that's
I'm
why.
Talking about the loud sounds, like the gunshots and the... annoying
that's
sounds.
That's just like a sound alert, yeah.
That's crazy.
That you can pay like little bits. There's this thing called bits.
Have you ever done that? Bought a sound on somebody else's stream?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Oh really?
All the time.
Just to like, just to mess with them.
Yeah. I buy like a loud bang to like scare my friends.
Oh yeah. I want to scare you. I want to be scared. Oh man.
Just do a stream where you just scare like random streamers like with sound alerts.
Oh.
You can search sound alerts who have it in their title, and they're usually playing like a scary game or whatever it is. Yeah, just like.
Oh my gosh! During a scary game.
Yeah man.
I feel like I'm gonna.
You should play some scary games.
I think that's where I'm gonna get got. I'm gonna be so scared.
Yeah, you should do that.
It's fun, bro. I can't wait to see your stream.
Are you like an actual gamer? What game do you play?
Right now, just horror games right now.
Okay,
but
good.
Right now,
yeah. Fortnite, bro.
Are you guys actually scared when you play these games, or are you like playing it up? Because I feel like I'm going to be so scared.
The what?
Bro, I get into the scary games. What scary games do you play?
What's the most recent one that I play? I played this Vietnamese horror game recently.
Oh, shit. What's it called?
Bloodfield or something like that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Damn.
Yeah. Do you guys ever get so scared you can't play anymore?
Nah. No.
That's definitely going
to
happen.
I'm addicted to like jump scares.
I love
bro.
Jump scares.
You never get, you don't get scared enough where you're like, okay, I can't, I got to leave the room?
Nah, I got.
What?
Nah, I like scary games. That's like one of my ultimate like.
By yourself though?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I like playing scary games with other people online, but the solo ones are what do really well. People love that shit.
Wait, they do well for the viewers or like
viewers.
The games? Oh, okay.
People love watching me get scared, unfortunately.
Guys, I don't know if I can make it through a whole game.
Oh, no, bro. You got it,
You take
it,
breaks
bro.
At least? Like turn the lights on for a second?
You can take breaks.
Okay.
But yeah. I turn my lights off.
It's like Mario Kart, except like in the dark.
Yeah. And there's like puff-puffs.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like killers chasing you and shit.
I don't even know the equipment.
And the chat's f***ing you over by doing sound alerts and like loud bangs to f*** you over. They have this thing where it's like a realistic knock. It's like, tick, tick, and it feels so real. You think someone's knocking at your door. I hate that shit.
Okay, that's one of the worst ones. I'm streaming.
That's one of the worst ones.
I don't have a mic. I don't have monitors. I don't have a PC.
You got a mic, right, bro. You got a mic right there.
Yeah, but for my house.
Just take it out. Take it with you.
Just bring it. Bring it back every time.
Yeah, just bring it back every time. Oh, y'all just leave the stuff here, obviously. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Dang, I gotta set up lighting. I gotta set up a room.
Good man.
Well, what I will say,
you're already set to go because you do YouTube.
The like the setup I had at the, I know I had like a whole PC setup and stuff, but bro, like. All you really need is like a phone.
Really?
But if you're gonna play games, obviously you probably PC desktop.
Yeah.
Mike.
What?
Dude, I'm excited for y'all to be streamers. Shout out Franny Neza, they just started as well. So
no way.
Yeah.
So what else do? Oh man, I don't know. Okay, it's just so much to wrap my head around. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
You know what? Eventually, I mean, obviously you're gonna get into the streaming stuff. You should do a subathon, bro. Don't get off stream until the countdown goes down or the timer.
How long is a subathon?
For as long as your viewers want.
You can't decide?
Well, you decide the price. how much is a minute of your life worth to you, I guess?
So much pennies.
So it's like, if they donate that, they get an extra minute with you.
Oh.
You know. And
As long as they keep donating, I'm staying on. And what's the longest you had to stay on?
I've stayed on for 29 days.
What?
Yeah.
Straight.
So what, they just watch you sleep sometimes?
Yeah, they watch me sleep.
And then like...
Like Oogie.
Do a lot of people... Does the viewer count drop like
yeah,
in that
of course,
time frame?
Okay, course, okay, yeah. Okay. A lot of my viewers are like in the States. So yeah, like a lot of people fall asleep as well. They leave it on their TV or desktop or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. So what happened on the 29th day? You were just like, stop?
29th day, I just kind of reviewed everything that I did. But 28th, I threw a party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like what caused it to stop? Everyone just stopped like...
Oh, I was done.
I can't, guys. Yeah, okay.
I was done.
Dang. I don't think I could do. I could do maybe a week. Yeah. Maybe. But
there's some people that have gone over 30 days. You know?
But what? So do you sleep in your bed? Like they see Chelsea too, or is it just you?
Back when I did that, yeah. This is back when me and Chelsea were not living together, by the way. So
you're not?
Well, this is when I did my 30-day sub.
Oh, you weren't.
Okay. Yeah, we weren't together.
So you couldn't even sleep over at her place during that.
Oh, I know. I did.
And they would see you?
Yeah. I mean, we obviously didn't.
That's not where
you can see their baby, you know?
No, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you caught that on screen. Like, this is the day you were born, son. Oh, no.
And this is the day of your born with these glasses. Yeah.
All right. Final question I got for you.
Sorry, I'm sending this dog photo to Chelsea. She's going to love it. She's going to love it.
Oogie.
Oogie's so cute.
Okay.
You have a final question for me?
Yeah, well, final topic category.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you were...
Was that your stomach?
No, that was Oogie.
That was Oogie.
Girl. Yeah, you heard him? He was
oh,
like,
yeah.
What did he do?
He said... like a rumble.
Oh, I heard... That was you, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. I was like, what? You think my stomach made that sound? If you were to go in the past before you started streaming and you were like, if this is how you should do it, like, should you start with a bang or should you make an announcement like, yo, this is the day, or should you just go? Or like, what would be the launch? How would you launch it perfectly so that we can try to be like, oh, we should take some of those ideas?
Dude, you know what? With streaming, I wouldn't overthink it because if you're going to be in it for the long haul, it's going to be a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a stream where it'll just pop off and it's kind of like, I guess, podcasting, huh?
Yeah.
Because it
takes like 100 episodes, you know, to get going.
I would recommend at least an hour of streaming, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A day? Yeah, if you could do it daily, that's great. But, you know, at least a couple days a week.
Yeah, Keen is telling me he does 4 days a week.
Yeah, like 4 days. That's pretty good.
A few hours.
I know Franny and Neza do 3 days a week right now, and it works for them. It's a schedule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I stream every day, but... Mm-hmm. You know, there's some days where I miss. Mm-hmm. I try to stream every day.
Yeah.
But I guess if you were to launch a streaming, like, that's a good question. Because when I started, I just played Fortnite for years, 2 years.
Yeah.
And I had like 200 viewers watching me at the time, maybe 100, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't until like I like was in it and I was like, oh shit, I could do this idea, this idea. That's when it started popping off, I guess. But if I were to launch that's such a crazy question. I don't know. I feel like I would just jump in it and just start doing it.
That's how we did YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, like a blast on socials as always, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what you should do? A nicely done commercial or like a nicely done video of you transitioning to like a stream world somehow. I don't know what that looks like.
And
but
for on YouTube.
And post it on YouTube or wherever y'all, most of y'all's viewers are at right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do like, I do posters, but I've recently seen like teasers do really well. Yeah,
that's usually for like a big thing, like a subathon or something. So for us, it'd be us starting. Like, oh, boom.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Okay,
that'd be kind of cool. And then also plan something pretty big for your first one. That'd be kind of cool.
Like I don't know what big means. I don't know anything about streams.
Like propose.
Just have
yeah. Then you gotta up it after that each time.
But like, what else? Just a guest, I guess, and like just plan something.
I want to start with a guest, but like just yourselves. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, something, definitely have something planned.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say.
Yeah.
You know?
You got it. You're, I don't know what it is. Use your mind. Your mind is so beautiful, bro.
Well, I mean,
with crazy
you got
stuff.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are creators. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're going to be more the gamer and more the IRLer.
Yeah.
IRLer.
Yeah. Probably. I think we'll be a mix of both. Or you won't do in real IRL at all?
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, he'll be all gamer. IRL. I mean, half gamer.
I mean, that's the best. You know, I wish I was just totally just gamer, 100%. Yeah, yeah. But my IRLs do really well, so it's just hard to, like, yeah. You know, or it's
maybe
a fine
hybrid,
line.
Maybe hybrid. Well, or just do it in the room.
I love doing live streams on other people's stuff.
Yeah?
Like when you ask me or Kian asked me or Fuzzy asked me, I'm like, let's go, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just down. And I'm like, man, if I have so much fun on other people's streams, then it's like having a baby. It's like you guys have a baby, I come over, play with the baby, and then I don't have the responsibility when I leave.
So now I have to have my own baby. Yeah.
So now I have to have my own baby. And I'm like, oh, okay.
If you got a station somewhere, you'll be fine. At that point, you just click live. Click done.
Yeah.
Don't you have a crazy neighbor?
Yeah, I know.
That could be part of your lore, dude.
That's crazy. I said that yesterday
like a bad
to Alexis.
Crazy neighbor?
No, upstairs. She's just very loud. She doesn't care. Oh. And she has a little 5-year-old kid that's running around, so they'll just know that I'm like, shut up! On the live stream, they'll just know what's going
that's
on.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
That is a good one.
That's the lore,
I do have
bro.
Some crazy stuff happen in my life. But dude. I don't know if those crazy things will happen if I'm at a computer.
You'll be surprised.
All right.
Got this.
Do we have to give you any percentage now that you've inspired us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much?
One for each sibling we have, so like 4%, 4%.
So 4%?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Jay-Z, thank you so much for departing or bestowing your wisdom upon us.
Of course, bro. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Sick. I love this, man.
Future dad, so super excited for you, man.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully
yeah.
we'll be there very soon.
We should book a play date right now.
Aww.
2026. No, 2027. Give me some time. 2027.
Yeah.
On June 5th.
We'll all have like 2-year-olds.
At Roy's.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
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 We'll do
don't
a bouncy playhouse in the backyard.
Yes.
Yeah, with the kids.
Yes.
Kids.
I'm excited.
There
that.
We go.
All right. I want to teach our kids how to fight. Is that cool with you guys?
Of course.
Yeah. Do
it's
it.
It's fine.
They should learn how to protect each other.
Martial arts.
I can't fight them, so we have to have them fight each other.
Yeah. Just don't touch their soft spot. Yeah.
Yeah. No soft spot. And Roy's kid probably have a big soft spot, so just avoid that.
Yeah.
And we'll be good.
Avoid that, bro.
That's all we got.
All right. Bye.
Bye.